This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. The government has launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said, the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. During the event, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also unveiled the Child Marriage Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. In Maharashtra, hectic parleys are on for government formation. Nationalist Congress Party Chief Ajit Pawar said that he, along with Eknath Shinde and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis, will be in Delhi today, where the final discussions regarding government formations will take place. Caretaker Chief Minister of Maharashtra and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde yesterday said that his party will support the BJP central leadership's decision on the next chief minister of the state. Speaking to media persons in Thane, Eknath Shinde said that the decision on the chief minister's face will be made after meeting with Union Minister Amit Shah. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren will take oath as chief minister of Jharkhand tomorrow. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Morhabadi Maidan in Ranchi. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Hemant Soren said he has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah along with leaders of INDIA bloc for the ceremony. In 81-member assembly, INDIA bloc secured 56 seats. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday called upon French and Asia-Pacific partners to deepen collaboration, particularly in three areas. These are enhancing trade relations through bilateral agreements and multilateral platforms, strengthening technological cooperation to address global challenges like climate change, and promoting cultural and educational exchanges. Speaking at the annual conference of the French Foreign Trade Commissioners for the Asia-Pacific region in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that bilateral trade between India and France reached $15 billion in the financial year 2024. The minister added that both countries are exploring cooperation across various sectors, including agriculture and food processing, renewable energy, aerospace and defense, automobiles and electric vehicles, and digital technology. Mr. Goyal stated that India's aviation market will be the world's largest demand aggregator for airplanes over the next three decades and announced plans to add 75 new airports by 2029. The government has stated that the retail prices of Toor and Urad pulses have either declined or remained stable over the past 3 months. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, B.L. Verma, made this statement in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha. He explained that the condition of kharif crops is favourable, with harvesting completed for short-duration crops such as moong and urad, while the harvesting of Toor has just begun. Mr. Verma informed that the government has converted part of its buffer stock of pulses into dals for retail sale under the Bharat Dal brand, ensuring affordable prices for consumers. The minister also mentioned that the government has implemented pre-registration of farmers for the assured procurement of Toor and Urad under the price support scheme and the price stabilization fund components of the PM Asha scheme. Bangladesh Nationalist Party has urged Professor Mohammad Yunus, the head of the interim government, to forge a national unity to tackle the evolving situation and resolve the existing problem. Indian Chemical Council ICC has backed the 2024 Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons OPCW the Hague Award. It was presented during a ceremony at the 29th session of the Conference of the States Parties CSP of the OPCW in The Hague on the 25th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.